Yesterday I addressed the question of whiskey, the cutout of whiskey that is matured in sherry casks, and I presented the lenient position of Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Asher. But as I noted then, that's not a universally held position, and there are many eminent halachic authorities that disagree with that position and maintain that it's not proper to drink wine which has been matured in sherry casks. That's Rabbi J. David Bleich in Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 5, has a very comprehensive summary of all the relevant positions, and whilst he brings various grounds to be lenient, he comes to the conclusion that one must note that even though there are various points which are debated, nevertheless, if one takes them all, that's in totality, that's you could add them together to reach a stringent conclusion rather than a lenient conclusion. That's he has five primary considerations that he wants to flag up. The first is a consideration that, according to some poskim, there is not only a prohibition against drinking the wine that's mixed in with other products, but also against getting hana from it. That's because one's not allowed to get any hana from stam yenam. That's, and therefore, if it's mixed into something else and it benefits the other product somewhat, then even if there isn't actually an issa against drinking it, there is an issa against getting any benefit from it. So that's the first consideration. Second consideration is that whilst Rav Osher Weiss, that's and Diane Weiss and Rav Moshe Feinstein all agreed that wine is batel b'sheish, that wine becomes nullified in a mixture six times as great as the amount of wine that there is, rather than batel b'shishim, needing 60 times as much. Nevertheless, that's not a universally held position, and there are many poskim that say that you need 60 times as much of the other beverage as you do of the wine, and obviously in the case of wine and whiskey casks, that's not going to be the case. That's a third consideration is that even if we accept the contention that wine is batel b'shesh, that wine only needs six times as much of the other liquid in order to nullify it, there are poskim who hold that only applies when the wine is mixed with water. But if the wine is mixed with other beverages, then it's back to the regular story of needing 60 times as much for it to become batel. Third consideration, that is the idea in some Rishonim, that if the wine is there to enhance the enhance the taste of what it's being mixed with, then there's simply no concept of bittul at all. That's, and therefore, even if you've got 1,000 times as much of the other beverage, it's not going to become batel. And even though Rav Osher Weiss contested that, nevertheless, there are eminent halachic authorities who maintain that way. Fifth consideration is brought in the name of the Rashba, that this whole principle of something becoming batel doesn't apply if it's something which is routinely added to a kosher foodstuff or beverage. The whole principle of bittul only works if this happened, or if it happens to be like this, so then it's going to be permitted. But if it's routinely added, then we can't say that it's subject to the laws of bittul, because it's counterintuitive that you always want to add it, but that it's negligible and can be discarded or disregarded. That's a sixth consideration appears in a very important article on the subject of whiskey and sherry casks, written by Rabbi Akiva Newhouse, that's of the Chicago Community Kollel, where he also has a very comprehensive treatment of the whole subject. But he makes a very important observation that, in actual fact, if you measure the sherry casks which are generally used, you look at the thickness of their walls, then in actual fact, you don't even have a ratio of 1 to 6. It's far less than that. It's something like 1 to 3, 1 to 4. And so you're going to have other considerations rather than the principle of bittul if you were going to say that such whiskey is permitted. So Rav Bleich makes the observation at the end of his article that certainly one who wishes to be lenient that and to follow the ruling of Rav Moshe Feinstein down Weiss, and he doesn't mention Rav Moshe Weiss by name, but that opinion as well, then certainly you've got great halachic authorities to rely on. But nevertheless, one can't regard it as being something which about which there's no halachic questions. And he seems to indicate that, you know, a person who's always particular about their kashrut and steers clear of things where there's really quite a debate about whether or not one can partake of such things, that one should also exercise perhaps the same caution with regard to whiskey that's matured in sherry casks. Having said that, it is the policy of the London Bet Din that's to allow all types of whiskies at their functions, that's and relying on the lenient views, that even though it would seem that Hamachmir Tavo Alav Bracha, but as noted, many eminent halakhic authorities are also lenient on this point. Adkan.